This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Javal Galang is brought to you by Central Bank, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, New Life, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Raw Star Assurance, South Bend, Star General, Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. BTC Flow channel 612. You know, I thought to have a budget discussion today, was because the budget was just laid before Parliament. And of course, what I do is an analysis of the budget, where I take a look at revenue, try to see where the major movements in revenue are. This is one of the ways in which you go about analyzing the budget. One of the things you do in terms of analyzing the budget too is you try to look for trends in the government's revenue projection performance. So you look at what the government projected in 2021, 2022. You say, well, why not 2020, 2021? Because 2020, the budget was really presented by the Minister Administration. And by the time that the new administration came into office in September, well, in 2021, the budget that was presented, 2021-2022, was really a budget constructed by the Minister Administration. And so it was largely the Minister Administration's budget. So you really, in beginning to look at the Davis administration's revenue projection performance, you have to start with the 2022-2020 budget. And then you'd have to look at the 2024-2025 budget. So in other words, you really don't have much to go on in terms of analyzing the performance of the budget. Because while the forecast for revenue in 2023-2024 was $2.81 billion, and they came in at about $2.85 billion, which was pretty much on target. That's just one data point, right? It's only one data point, which is interesting because this is an administration that's been in office since 2021, but in terms of its own budget series, it's only presented a budget series for 2022-2023 and 2023-2024. So there's just two, right? And the 2024-2025, we won't know. We don't have the actual results yet. So we don't know what the performance is. That might have given us some basis for examination. But there are really only a few data points. But I can tell you so far, they have either met target or been above forecast. For what I can tell now, you do that kind of analysis. You do a kind of analysis where you look now. So you lay a budget for the upcoming year, and you now want to compare item by item between the current year and the upcoming year, which again is not very easy to do, given that you get only a 9 months series of data. But that's what you do. So you look for major movements, right? You can look for major movements as per budgeted amount versus budgeted amount, not by actual amounts versus budgeted amounts, because you don't have the actual amounts yet. But you can do a budgeted by budgeted amount comparison. And you look at those movements because it's telling you where's the government presenting priorities, and because sometimes the larger allocations reflect priorities. Sometimes those larger allocations aren't priorities, they're reorganization of agencies and the like. And so you have to be careful in your analysis to take on. So anyways, I'm doing this prep for you because I see this as an opportunity to help you understand how to go about this business, and also to understand what the dynamism, not the static look at the budget is, but what the dynamism in the budget is, meaning the movement, the trends and that kind of stuff. But I have to tell you something. The government of the Bahamas has to find a way to help analysts do a better job analyzing its affairs. First of all, right, it used to be the case that you could find at the end of the budget communication, that first table that you find at the beginning of the estimates of revenue and expenditure. It used to be a convenient way of just going between the budget communication itself and what it said and the overview of the data, right? And the data series. No, not this time. And this isn't started with the new administration. The first time I noticed this absence was during the Christie administration. I don't know why. I mean, it's such an easy thing to do. If you could put it in the revenue, in the estimates of revenue and expenditure, you could put that table in the communication document. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? So you don't have that convenience anymore. So anyways, I said, well, if I'm going to do a comparison of revenue forecast to actual performance, I have to go to the communications and see what the communications said they were forecasting for revenue, actual revenue. Well, I went and I clicked on the government budget website. This surplus budget, by the way. This is the surplus budget, by the way. Things are good. Website was down. It was down, not down today, but was down a couple of days ago. And then I go on it today. So there's a new format. A new format. I'm only speaking for Chicago Online. I'm not speaking for other people who can go on and check for themselves. It is not an easier navigation than the old format. If the aim was a new look and better navigating, I don't get that. Anyways, but that's fine. That's aesthetics. That's, you want to do it like that? No problem. And so now, after I finally find how to get to the budget documents, because it isn't the way it was easier the first time, because everything was in a channel right at the left at the home page. Now you got to go decipher this. When I did that, You go and you finally get there. Guess what? No budget documents. Nothing showing up. You try to pull up those documents that's linked to the government's website. Nothing shows up anymore. It'll get there. The problem is we get caught up in aesthetics as opposed to the importance of having people access the information, the data. And during budget time is the worst time that you should not have that information on the budget, on the website, accessible. Worst time. Oh, the general public isn't going to do this exercise of going looking for those budget documents, but there are people who are serious students of fiscal policy in the Bahamas who would like to have the information. So, no, we got to redo the website. I don't know. So, you know, it was just frustrating. I'm going to lie to you all. It was frustrating. It was frustrating. And I can't do today what I wanted to do. I can't. I don't know. Don't know. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be real with you all today. I think I try to be every day, but if you asked me, I would have to tell you that most of the people who are participating in our politics, past and present, I believe they generally mean well. I don't think any of them set out to be incompetent. I don't think any of them set out to be corrupt. I don't think they set out to be corrupt. I don't think they set out not to do and get results. I don't think that. I really don't. If you believe that, that's on you, right? I'm talking about Trivago Sean Lang. I don't believe that. But I also believe that far too many people involved with our politics are really mostly only taken up with the game. They don't see the profound ways in which they can make the difference. I didn't say everybody. So if you're sitting in there, out there, and you're a politician and you're listening to me and you say, well, that's not me, then of course that's not you, because I didn't say everybody. I think too many are just taken up with the game. Those of you who follow basketball, and there are men and women who are listening to me who follow basketball. One of the things that used to irritate me, I'm a Laker fan. One of the things that used to irritate me and still irritates me to this day with this new Laker team is that too many of the players on the team stand around watching the superstar play. Like, they can't wait to get the ball out of their hands and put it in the superstar's hand and then watch to see what results you get. And every time I see that, I think, I wonder if they recognize that when they do that, when they put such a heavy emphasis on that one superstar, they're really playing one man against five, basically. Because in terms of offense, the defensive team only has to concentrate, for the most part, on what that one man does. Right? And that puts you at a disadvantage. The best teams have multiple players who represent the opposite side. Multiple people on the team who represent. Why? Because they're competent. They're skillful. They got energy. And they know what they're doing. That's OKC. Right? It's Indiana. Right? New York Knicks, they were standing around for the most part watching Jalen Brunson. Lakers standing around watching LeBron, standing around watching Doncic. You can't win no championship like that. My experience in politics is that many a times, too many people were standing around watching the prime minister. Watching the prime minister. Not contributing to his effort. Not strategizing with him for the big win. But watching him. It's the PM's administration. It's the PM. Of course, it's the PM's administration. But you gotta have presence. You gotta have weight. You gotta be a contributor. You gotta bring something heavy to the table yourself. Right? Because in too many ways, as far as I see it, we are unserious. See, let me tell you, right? Spending time trying to get a lick on the opposition. Man, that's easy peasy business, man. That's not the weighty matter of governance. It's not the weighty matter of life. That's not where the big movements happen that change and transforms a country. That's crap. That's the political game. You take this budget, for instance, right? Take the budget. Any budget. What's the game changer for you? Do you see any? Do you have any? Any game changer? Now, I didn't say, is there anything that you and I can benefit from? Of course there is. But let's take the last 10 series of budgets. 15 budgets. Let's take. What were the game changers for you? Well, you sat around, you said, as a country, you as a people. Ooh, sugar. Now, that's a difference. Not VAT. VAT was a difference in terms of extracting money from your pocket. And we still have yet to properly analyze the impact of VAT. We celebrated the implementation of VAT. No government should celebrate the implementation of a taxation. You do it because you have to do it, but you don't celebrate it. All taxes are distortive to the economy. The government wins and people lose. You don't celebrate a tax increase, a tax implementation. You dread that you had to do it to begin with. I'm talking about the game changer for you. The thing that changed the game for you, unemployed man. The thing that can change the game for you, unemployed man. The thing that changed the game for you, businessman, small, medium, and large. The thing that changed the game for you, employed person, unemployed person. That's what I'm talking about. When? In the last 15 elections, session means budgets. 15. You want to make 20? However much. Who's the game changer? We cannot change one of the most fundamental benefits to everybody on planet Earth and in the country. This information. We just changed the game backward. So, Mr. Lang, it seems like pure gaslighting. It's Texas. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. My opinion for the pop. For the part, I do think that the most, if not all, representatives mean well. But like you said, if you don't contribute and just sitting around waiting to see what the others are doing or saying, one can be overwhelmed, get lost in the system. Yeah. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
stay. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information. Star General, insurance made simple.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do it on 323-6232 or 325-4316 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So if you have any questions or you have any comments, please send them in. Send them in. Anything about the budget that you have an interest in sharing or asking about. It'll be interesting to see as the budget debate goes along. How ministers proceed with their discussions. I hope what you hear is this, but I'm not confident with you. What you will hear is this, because it hasn't been the status quo for years and years and years and years now. I hope what you will hear is ministers say, well, in the current budget, my ministry was allocated X million dollars. A of that was for personal emoluments, etc., pay salaries and that kind of thing. And the balance of it, B of it was for leases and other administrative costs. But in terms of new programmatic allocations, monies that were given that we did not have before, that were given for this program and that program, here is what we did with that money. $500,000 of it went to this project. The project engaged X number of people. The results that we have obtained so far is this, so forth and so forth. Our intention is, as you can see from the new allocation in the budget, is to do this going forward. You understand? You see what I'm saying? That's a budget That's a budget report. That's a report on the budget. Here's what I got money. This is the budget report. Is, oh, an opposition when they was in office didn't do this, and all them people didn't do that. And oh, we doing this, and oh, we doing that. A lot of off-books things. No, the budget is about the budget, revenue and expenses. And then you get to say, oh, okay. Oh, 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 okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I see what that money was for. Yeah, oh, okay. Oh, so that's what that line item there was for. Oh, you see that money there for consulting contract? They don't call it that. It's not what it's called in the budget. It's a line item. It's called something else, but it's the one that is used for consultants. I get it for you. So we use that and we hired these people. They are at the Parliamentary Registrar Department. They are doing this work. They are the Parliamentary Registrar Department. We expect this outcome when they are done, and they are going to be completed, we believe, by this time. Because it's a budget report. It's a budget. And then you get to have a debate on it, because the opposition gets to say, no, our understanding is that you were supposed to do this with that those funds. And when we have checked, and the people get to have that back and forth about the budget. Not about who don't like you, or who like you, or who constituency in this, and who mummy pass. There's a place for that. Not on the budget debate, though. Right? There's a place for all that stuff. During the budget debate, you expect to hear dialogue about the budget. But we'll see. Because otherwise, like, let me ask you a question. Who is that document? Who's that document called the budget, the estimates of revenue expenditure? Who is that tabled for? What was that for? Who's the budget document for? Is it not for the people of the Bahamas? You say no, because the parliamentarians will vote on it. Yes. And when they get up in the House of Assembly, what do they say? I am pleased to rise on behalf of the people of who? For Charlotte, Marco City. Right? And so ultimately, there must be an effort for you to understand the budget. Don't listen, man. Stop letting these folks take headline approaches to reporting to you on the spending of the use of the plants for your money. What do I mean, headline approach? They cherry pick something in the budget and they go, oh, we can do this. And you're supposed to clap, get excited. No, you should know all the details about the budget. You should know the good, the bad, and the ugly. You should know the challenges. You should know the opportunities. All of that matters to an understanding of where the country is, where the budget is, where things stand. And I'm telling you, we do not, for the most part, we in government do not, but give you a sober accounting of the budget. Not always. Now, I gave you all one just after when the onset of the Great Recession. And I'm, wasn't too happy with it. We had to raise some things. We had to cut some things. Y'all were not very happy with me. But that's what is required. You know, it's like you're going to sit down on your family budget. Why would you sit down with your family and give your kids an unrealistic picture of where your economic circumstances, financial circumstances are? Who does that help? You're not asking them to worry about it because it ain't their job, but you want them to know why you shifting from Kellogg's Cornflakes to Post or none at all. Because you're trying to say to them, listen, we're not desperate, but things are not as they used to be. And so therefore we're making some adjustments. Oh, they're pretty good over here, but not so good over there. We don't want to do that to people. You just wait till we get in the crunch, and then we start telling you, see, on one hand, we tell people, oh, we exceeded revenue. We exceeded revenue. On the one hand, we say, oh, the deficit, we've eliminated the deficit. And then on the other hand, when people start coming for their money, we start telling them things are tight. No, you should have told them that while you were giving an overview of the budget itself. You ought to be saying to people, you know, let me explain to you that even as I now say that we have eradicated our deficit, I want you to know that our cash flow is not magnificent. So people have a realistic understanding of where things are. We won't do that, though. We don't do it. Don't ask me. I ain't asking you. We don't do it. You know when we do it? This is when we do it. When we're in opposition trying to get the government, we do it. We tell people what we think is the problem with the budget. Then we get in and all is rosy. Then we get in the first year, we try to load all the problems on the former administration. And then as we get further, then we start to celebrate and just declare victory. You know, who was it? Lyndon Johnson or whoever it was. One of the presidents of the United States of America, when they was bogged down in that war there, the Korean War, Vietnam War, Henry Kissinger told him, to get out. It didn't matter what the reality was, just declare victory. Yeah, but you could do that and try to fool yourself and fool people. You could do that. But what does that accomplish, really? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
Poppers, you could report what you know. And nobody got to know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you got to do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info. And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you sent.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This text says, you can say this, if possible, on air. Shivago Lang is always fair, unbalanced, a voice of discernment. Continue blessings and excellence, sir. We are listening and learning. Appreciate your kind words. For sure. Thank you. This text says, AZ, Post is more expensive than Kellogg's, but I got your drift. Keep up the good work. Post, more expensive than Kellogg's? Where? In which day and generation? I just did that. I just asked that question online. They said Kellogg's is. And maybe, I don't know where you shopping, but maybe they have it there. Now, you know what happens, eh? Because at one point, Kellogg's was the brand, right? And after people started to try to save some money, then they might have shifted to Post. And you know what happens when you start shifting to another product, right? You know what the food stores do, right? They go up on that product. You want me to give you a perfect example? Which used to be cheaper, chicken or turkey wing? Turkey wing was by far the cheapest. I mean, by far. Look at turkey wings today. All right, them food stores. They're chef on you now. So the budget has to be communicated, reported upon, debated upon in ways that helps the public to appreciate what it is, what it seeks to do, what it has done. And I'm sorry, this political dynamic show that tends to go on during budget debate, I mean, it might get you excited as political parliamentarians, but at the end of the day, how does the public come across? First of all, the budget represents merely proposed plans for revenue generation and spending. How does the public experience the budget? Outside of their hearing about it, reading about it, maybe even examining it itself, they will only experience it to the extent them. And let me tell you one of the mistakes of our budgets. Let me not call it a mistake, maybe just one of the things that hasn't been true too very often for the budget. The Minister of Finance will say, I have a revenue measure. And what I've done is taken taxes off of feminine products, VAT of a feminine products, duty of a feminine products. Of course, every female who has to use those feminine products might experience the benefit of that removal of the duty. Might. Why do I say might? Might because the price of that item, while impacted by the duty, need not go down when the duty goes down, because the pricing of it still depends on someone, not the government, which is the food stores and the people, the stores, the pharmacies, all the people who sell them. And even if it goes down, I guarantee you, the females will not experience it in a way that says, wow, that's great. They won't. In fact, too many of our revenue measures, that you don't get that, wow. Wow, the duty's down from 25% to zero. And now look at the price of it. Oh, it gone now 4 cents. If that. So people don't get an experiential encounter with the budget too often. Now, take for instance, the government reduced VAT from 12.5% to 10%. I will not prejudice the answer. I just ask you, how many of you felt it? How many of you could say, yeah, boy, I felt that. Oh, I felt that. I felt that. How many of you? How many of you can say that VAT reduction from 12.5% to 10% made an impact for me and my family and my real lives? I'm not going to say anything. I'm asking you. See, the government will come and say they did it, and they did, and the government celebrated having done it. But as an experience, what's your experience of that on your cost of living? And I'm asking, genuinely asking, 12.5% to 10%. No one? Anyone? Anybody? How long has it been? It happened in 2021. The reduction from, it happened in 2021 and it began, I think, in January 2022. So we have had 1 year 22, year 23, year 24. We've had 3.5 years of 10% versus 12.5%. This Texas says negligible. Anybody else? That's 10%. This Texas says very little to no effect. Anybody else? That's them. They might have had a different experience than you. Anybody else? And I'm not asking for political experience. I'm not asking if an FNM feels one way and PRP feels. I'm just actually be real. If you thought if the impact was fantastic, great, cool, okay, fine. This text says none, Mr. Lang. Bear in mind, for these people at least, bear in mind, the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, proud of himself, his colleagues proud of themselves, as any would be, FNM, PLP, or otherwise, will get up and tout these movements. These are achievements. Well, if there's one thing I know about an accomplishment is the action is yours, so you did it. The achievement in politics is about the experience of the target and object of the action. That's when you know the difference. Right? Now, the government could say, rightly so, to some degree, well, we had inflation intervene and this intervene. Okay, yes. But then recognize that reality as it buffers or tempers the benefit of the thing you were touting. Because it's like Joe Biden and those celebrating how wonderful the U.S. economy was relative to everybody else's economy, how the metrics showed them doing wonderful. But Americans, too many Americans, haven't soaked up the burden of higher costs of living, were saying, yeah, brother, but I don't feel it. And you're not even acknowledging that I don't feel it. So you don't feel me. That's what happens. Right? That's what happens. Nobody. Said it increased because the 10% was applied to bread, basket items, medicine, and other certain hygiene products. Exactly. For some people, it actually went up because bread was zero or zeroed. Went up. And you know, it's hard to overcome a narrative once set in. During the Great Recession, me and Ingram Mavi produced a budget. Oh, we gave all kinds of exemptions, all kinds of grants, all kinds of stuff. Oh, and people celebrated it all, the Tribune, the Guardian, big headline, massive relief. And then there was one. We were doing some rounding of numbers. One item had to be rounded up, books. The duty on books had to be rounded up just by a couple percentage points. And that hit the thing, and all of a sudden, all that other massive stuff didn't matter. You're listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 9 a.m. on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. As Texas, a trickle-down effect from 10% to 5% is not felt, in my opinion, because of other associate costs involved. Custom VAT, handling, and freight also plays a role. Absolutely. Again, it is easy for politicians to get comfortable with the headline effect of their actions. They think that if they get a headline, that results in you feeling better. We have to focus on a more meaningful outcome and result for people. We have to. That's the only way to keep people engaged in the process, to keep them enthusiastic about the country, to keep them feeling good about the place in which they live. Because we've done the hard work of making sure that the thing that we are doing translates into actual benefits in your pocket. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm right here, man.
Yeah, observation. I see one instance. And in 2023, I licensed my boat for $3. In 2034, it was $700 and some. And these are things what send costs up. It's my understanding that every fee that you pay to the government has went up some 1,000+%. So those things is what runs up everything. The government didn't introduce no new taxes, but they went up on every fee. And so that itself is a revenue grabbing. I mean, they may have to do it, but I don't know. But that was ways of them collecting money without saying they go up on any tax. And see, I feel that it was some sort of trickery, like to say that they ain't going to have no tax, but they make you pay way more than you normally would pay. You know, and these are things what I think people ain't speaking about.
There are fees that appear to have gone up or been introduced that have been not quite announced in the way as a tax would have been. So I know that to be the case. Now, how many fees and what fees? I don't have a itemization of that, but I have to be on. I have to say that I agree with you to the extent that movements in fees have not been met with public announcements that have been widespread.
So what I would like for you to do as an form of information to the public, I look at those things what the government went up on, this government at least, went up on.
Let me tell you the problem with that, okay? This kind of work. You're asking me to go first find out where the fee was, what it was. So that means I have to look at every fee. And then I have to find out where the fee was, and then I have to find out where the fee is today. That's not a little bit of work. I'm be honest with you, that's not a little bit of work at all, because that's many ministries, many departments, many fees. Right? And that's a part of the asymmetry of government action that is an advantage for the government, because they know you can't do all that work and ain't gonna do all that work, and most people aren't gonna do all that work, and therefore.
But Mr. Lang, the fees went up exhaustively. I say, if you were to look at it, you would be amazed to know how high they went up on these fees. Some fees $55.
We'll see if we could capture some of them, because I remember some of the boaters talking about what was being done to them. I know some immigration fees have gone up and so forth. We'll see.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, man, thanks for calling. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I recognized the drop in the VAT, however, I saw and felt a zero impact. This text says, if you are right about how persons feel, then why are you and the opposition asking for bread basket items? I could tell bread basket items 5% compared to 0% makes absolutely no difference to the majority of Bahamians. Why you? And well, first of all, bread basket items are price controlled. So if you reduce the duty on bread basket items, the VAT on bread basket items, it's harder for the stores to mask that reduction than it is for them to mask the reduction in other areas. Why? Because they can't get the price up unless they go to the government to get the price up. And you must be absolutely ignorant of who buys bread basket items to say it ain't gonna make that much difference. Because you must be doing well, brother. You stay at that trough drinking, yeah? Stay at that trough drinking. I know this must be working for you. Say this, Dexter, you have something better to do. A lot of better things to do, quite honestly. Balling for, but that's a lot of work. Let me tell you something, right? Trying to be informed is work. Be honest with you, it's work. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Stop campaigning for the FLM.
Okay. No problem. You finished? You done? You campaigning for the PLP? Let me tell y'all something. Let me be frank with y'all, some of y'all. If y'all thought that the most effective I could be at campaigning for the FNM is what I'm doing now, you must be out of your mind. You have to be out of your mind. If you think that this is campaigning for the FNM, you must be out of your mind. But keep it up. Keep it up. If you think this gets you somewhere, you keep it up. Keep calling the show. Keep texting the show, talking nonsense. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's up, man?
Right there, my friend. How are you?
Hey, don't let these people stress you out today, man.
stress me out? But listen to me. I've been to Hawksville High School. Hawksville High School. We had 2,400 students. I was 4 foot nothing, and I was a head boy.
Yeah, hi. I was a graduate also, so...
So
I know them Oxford days, under them Big 3 days. I know about that. See, in front of the auditorium.
See, let me tell you what I know. If you don't speak to them strongly, they think you're joking. And I don't want nobody calling here trying to accuse me of campaigning for nobody. I ain't campaigning for nobody. The caller just not campaigning for the BLP. I know that for a fact. He think I don't know him.
Yeah, that's Dave. Everyone knows Dave. Dave is still on every talk show.
Yeah,
what you did. That's what every other talk show host is doing. He said one or two words and they got it. But what I'm calling for, right? I live in Grandmama. I'm a homeowner in Grandmama, a businessman in Grandmama. And for the last 3 years, I do not see how this government has benefited me in Grandmama. I don't see no cost. I don't see the cost of living coming down. I don't see the cost of electricity coming down. I don't see the cost. I haven't seen anything of that would benefit me as a resident and as a business owner in Grand Bahama.
Well,
from this administration, when the Grand Bahama Power Company came out with the increase a couple of years ago, I remember this administration, they was all over it. We will not let that happen. We can't do this. We can't do that. And what happened? Boom, power going up. I just don't see the call. I just don't see how we've benefited from this government being involved in ground.
Well, if you could say that about this administration, you would have to be able to say that for the last three or four.
Yeah, well, that's why we got rid of them.
The last administration got five seats and they
got voted out. And now this administration, they are government. Again, what have you done for the people in Grand Bahama?
I'm just saying what you're saying, you could say for others too. And so you, like you say, well, the results come with the results come.
You know, we still lack critical infrastructure. The hospital is still struggling. Ambulance is still struggling. Fire trucks, we know how that's playing out right now. We just don't see it. The hotel has been supposedly sold, but we haven't gotten the benefit from that. I don't see it.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I hear you. Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate you. This text is Mr. Lang. We appreciate the time you take off your time to get the information out. To Dave, who called, he has too much time, idle time on his hands, devil at work. He get up all the time in the world. He called this show talking. I just hear him, you know. I am. The other day, he was giving us a history lesson in UBP and what it was, UBP and FNM politics. what a time. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-32. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I keep telling people, why do you spend time, like for instance, right? Y'all say it's Dave, I don't know. I know the voice. Why do you call a show and waste your good time to say stupidness rather than spend the time bigging up the people you support. Rather than call the show and say, stop campaigning for the FNM and come on the show. So let me tell you something, Mr. Knight. PLP has done a marvelous job. Ray Davis has done a wonderful job as prime minister. He's done this, he's done that, he's done the next thing. Maybe you should take a cue from Mr. Alfred Sayers, who was on the show the other day. Mr. Sayers, you listen to him. Whether you agreed with him or not, he was basically continuing to speak about what his government has done. You all need to learn some of that. That stupidness you all doing, calling people, trying to insult people and all that kind of stuff, only making your case worse. It's ignorant. You're ignorant. Spend your time picking up your own folk. I remember one time I was giving a talk somewhere and I was saying what the PLP was saying about us. And Mr. Ingram told me, he said, Shivago, why would you give the PLP free press? Talking about them, even mentioning their names. Just talk your own business. Never forgot the lesson. Say amen, Minister Lang. Never back down. I fully support your governing party. Need to listen. I'm going to tell them, listen, it ain't any of my brilliance. I regard Mr. Ingram as one of the greatest political strategists we've ever seen. Him and Zelenden. And I listen to him. And I don't need to tell anybody to tell me. He said, don't give nobody no time you could use to big up your own people. You don't see, anyway. It says, good day. Say, what you are doing is a good thing. What you are doing is showing why no government will put critical thinking into their curriculum to deliver. Students, you are showing us how we as a people only like to hear the good things, but mumble under our breath about the bad things our governments have done to us. If we don't feel the good of the budget, then it's not such a great budget. If you don't experience the good of the government, then it's hard for you to say, I felt you. Okay, that's just the reality. And so no matter what Sir Lyndon thought he had done from August 1992, people were not experiencing it and feeling it in a way that landed in support. Ingram thought he had done come in March of 2002, people weren't feeling it in a way that landed in support for him, and he was out. No matter what Christie thought that he had done, it didn't land for him in support in 2007. And the thing repeated itself with Ingram in 2012, with 17, with Minnis in 2021. That's how it go. People are voting their experience of you. And when you need more people to feel you in a positive way than not. That's how you win government. And Rao and me don't stop that. And if you think, I always tell people, they had someone call and say that I was causing them big problems with some things I had said. And I said, you should hear the number they quote. And I said, boy, the last thing you want to do is make me believe I got that much influence. You do not. You do not want. How did you? So constructive people does positive things and thoughts. Clearly, Dave doesn't have anything positive. No, he has some positive when it's for the PLP. I mean, clearly, and I understand that. That's your support. Just don't call my show dog nonsense. It says, good day, Lang. Why people are happy that the government dropped VAT on certain things that there was no VAT on at all. I felt a loss in 4%. Yeah. You, I was here at zero. The people you took me to 12, and then you reduced me to 5, I've never gotten back to 0. How does that experience play out is the question. And that's governing, right? And the more we, you see, the more we do the kind of governing that lands. Now you can't control everything. So Prime Minister Davis cannot control what happens in the global community that might impact the Bahamas. He can't. He cannot. There are things in the country he cannot control. So he has to think through the things he can control and being able to make those things materialize into benefits for you. So let's take BPL as an example. If for all that he is doing in the way of energy reform, if you don't, and this here is what is key. This is key. It is not what the prime minister thinks is a benefit to you. It's what, unless you feel, experience a reduction in the cost of your electricity, translated into the bills that when you walk up to the cash register to pay the bill and you say, my God, last month I was paying $800, $500, $300. This month I'm paying $100 less, more than that less. Unless you can say that, and you can say, oh, I went through the whole summer and we ain't load shed but one time or not at all. If you experience none of it will matter. No matter how much we teach it, go to the rallies, have people go send out memes and WhatsApp talking about it, it won't matter. Because governance is about experiential results. This ain't no rocket science from Chicago Line. I've been on the losing end of governance twice. And we were inside the government, busting our butt, trying to do good, but it wasn't good enough. And we could get up and report, we did this, we did that, we did that, we did the next thing. Well, at the end of the day, the vast majority of people said it wasn't enough. We gone. And my interest isn't in changing governments or not changing governments. That's not my interest at all. My interest is in having governments that can manifest in the experiences of our people the benefits of their actions. Because that matters to people's confidence in the staples, confidence in the institutions. It matters to people's morale about the place in which they live. What means to be really happy and excited about the country they live in. And you sit around, you think that's only about FNM or PLB, man, please. Please. Can I close my eyes and die? FNM, PLP, none of that will matter. But that people have been made better off, good has been done to them, that matters. Especially if they can experience it. This text is lying. Why don't persons like yourself advocate on behalf of the people against the government? You speak of the issues in a way that does not produce change. Why don't you lead initiatives to help the people hold government more accountable? You know the inner workings, so why not help the people stop inept governance? You're a part of the public now, so why not lead the charge to combat the things you question on? Or why not use the Institute to bring policy to stop the government corruption? What are you talking about? Do you know me? What you talking about? You just felt like today you wanted to criticize me. What you talking about? What am I doing? Do you know what I'm doing? On this very same show. Government ministers have called, I've listened, government people have. Well, what are you talking about? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Minister. Poppy, how you doing?
Hey, Papa, how you doing, man?
Right, you're holding on. Minister, what I think you'd be doing on the show is providing, at least giving to the government, when the government do good. I have observed over the years, you pointed out that the government, either that was a good thing or what. I believe you'd just be giving them campaigning for the FNM. That's a bunch of BS. Because if you was campaigning for the FNM, you wouldn't have been giving no advice to the government. And I talk about on the talk show. And the good thing, the best thing you'd be doing, what they really might like, what they would maybe call campaigning and trying to make it sound like, because you was a part of the FNM administration, that you campaigning for them. You educating us too much. You educating the Bahamian people. And you helping us to make up our mind and stop taking foolishness.
Yes,
and that's
not,
what
yeah.
they hate. So smart people ain't listening to that foolishness, but you campaigning for no FNM. We wish you would have come back in politics to be able to do some of the things you're saying, but I don't know if it could be different. I'll accept you the way I is right now. I'll take the Chicago line today, who are educating me and teaching us. Minister, what I wanted to find from you, if it's possible, this is the last budget for, anything is possible. Is it legally possible for the government to do, for this PLP New Day government, to do another budget? Because I know they say but the surplus and they predict for the next budget. So I don't know if they, I don't know if to say if they could be around, but they have to call an election before then.
No. They could do a budget next year, May.
But yeah, the question is, they have to do it before July, right? Can they do another
budget? The budget next year, May, if they're going to do a new one, if no election is called.
I know you.
They have to do a budget next year, May, if no election is called.
Or not July?
The budget has effect in July.
Yeah.
So that means you have to present it in May and have enough debate on it in both houses.
Legally, my PLP government will be able to do that next year. I thought they have to call. I know that's why I wanted to ask you. Everyone I asked, they tell me they're sure.
They're not sure what?
Like 2022, the PLP do a budget, 23, 24, now 25. Are they going to be allowed to do a next one in 26? Or they have to call election before then?
No, they can do, that's what I'm saying. They can do a next budget. They can do a 2025, 2026 budget. 2026, 2027 budget. They can do that.
Okay. They have enough time to do it. They have enough time.
Yeah. Once no election is called by May of next year, they will have to do a budget.
I just thought, like most parties, then they only get to do 4 budgets. Like when the PLP, when Minister Ndadan do the budget in 21, so the PLP do 22, 23, 24, and 25. I just thought they had to call election before then.
They could have done one. They could have done. Mr. Christie could have done another one.
Okay, I didn't know. Hey, you hear anything on the news yesterday about the European Union or the people I don't know if we get money from them or borrow money, but they normally have restriction. I mean, stuff where they tell us we have to do it this way and the next way. It sounds like they sign off something yesterday to say, this government, no question to this government with the procurement act where the opposition is be asking questions saying they ain't doing it the right way. I don't know if you hear the news yet or maybe you ain't heard yet. I was wondering if who them people is, them European people is, and are we as a government bordering on the line of breaking the law or are we just close to it? Because when I listen to the Free National Movement, at least the official opposition, they say plenty of things with this government doing. They breaking the law, but someone was saying that they close to breaking the law, but they ain't breaking the law. I said, you might know. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Oh, Papa, appreciate you calling. I can't say definitively whether they're breaking the law. I do know that on some of the direct for them to provide in order to do so. But I can't say definitively that they had broken the law. I can't do that. I can't say that. So when you say that about people, you got to cite what law they broke and how and when, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chevalier. Break. When we come back, we continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 64.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. When you do at home, if you do it, budgets can be extremely helpful if done well and if adhered to produce certain outcomes for you. But they could also be discouraging if not done well, if they don't get to produce outcomes for you. Just give up. You know? But budgets, first of all, require steam to produce. There's no good budget that can be produced dishonestly. None. So your home budget, you got to be honest with yourself, honest with what your income is likely to be. Fantasizing about, I'm going to take in 500 this or 700 that, and you have no clue where or how that is going to happen or whether that is likely to happen. That's not a realistic budget. You should be conservative. So you have to be honest. You have to be honest about what the condition of your finances are. And then you have to lay out your expenditure realistically. You can't put, I'm going to spend $100 a month on food when you know your household is going to use probably $300-$500 a month, when your history tells you that. Even with your best effort at cutting costs, you know you end up at $300-$400. So you have to be $400 down. And it's only when you get a realistic, a set of numbers, revenue and expenditure, and no matter what that realistic expenditure set of numbers says you, Mr. Line, you're in a deficit or you're in a surplus, whatever it says, as long as it's realistic, you now have a plan that tells you where you're going to be at the end of the day. And if it says you're going to have a deficit at the end of the day, you have to decide, how am I going to finance that deficit? Am I going to work some extra hours? Am I going to try to find some side hustle? Am I going to borrow that money? And how am I going to pay it back? You have to. So a budget is an honest document if done well. But it is a document that is produced to produce a result, an outcome, more than not, that's beneficial for and the government is no different. Same principles apply. Exact same principles apply. You know when you are au fait with your budget and your circumstances, when even if it's not good, you can explain where it is, why it's gotten there, and what you are seeking to do to alter it and change it. And it may take time, but with clarity and focus and discipline, you can get there. As Tech says, you told us MPs are obligated to answer us, but when they don't answer us on important issues, you don't demand they answer. You only talk about it. So what? Man, listen to me, man. I mean, let me tell you something. Today is not that day. Okay, today is not that day. I ain't gonna lie to you today. I really don't. I want you to go and think about what you're saying and then come back to me, because you're not. You're not thinking. You're talking nonsense. Okay, and today is not that day for me. I'm sorry. Not today. So the aim and objective is to make sure that there's a realistic assessment of what revenue is likely to be. The revenue forecast is a forecast about the future. Think about all the things it depends on. It depends on how tourists travel. You don't control that. Or when they travel, you don't control that. It depends on how Bahamians spend and they spend. You don't control that. So you're trying to take history and let it inform you as to trending. And then you're trying to discern what the likely circumstances of the global and national economy might be over the next 12 months. And then you take that and you try to, as best you can, determine what you think revenue is going to be. That's an uncertainty. And then you try to make sure your spending captures all your obligations, salaries, rents, leases, administrative costs, contractual obligations, etc. And then you ask yourself, is there any I must seek to do or I would like to do that the people of the Bahamas need have done for them? And you cost that out and you try to plug that in. And then that's the budget. says, imagine the government as a person, father, with a very large family that has to provide spending for. Yeah, so just for this, just very much like that. The family is called the Bahamian people. And you're not, now this is where we have to be careful. You're not providing a budget to provide some individual benefit to every Bahamian. That's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're providing a budget to give a financial plan for the operation of the government of the Bahamas. That's what it is. It's this is how the government of the Bahamas that provides public goods and services is going to operate over the next 12 months, and this is what is required. We have determined this is a judgment. Much of it is a judgment on the part of the administration in office. This is what we have determined has to happen in order to operate the government. It's not the budget is in Christmas time and everybody looking for a gift. That's how some of the financial people, political people, they do it like it's a gift. Oh, you wait till you see what I got to announce. Oh, wait till you see what I got to announce. Christmas coming, and then because everybody looking for a gift. How about let me show you how I'm gonna operate the government of the Bahamas for you as cost effectively, efficiently, and effectively as I can. That is the budget task, not a gift. I mean, think about this, folks. Listen to me. The government taxes you. The government decided to tax you, and then turn around come budget time and announce to you how it's going to reduce taxes it's putting on you and want you celebrated. not just the Davis administration. The Ingram administration did it. The Minnesota administration did it. The Clinton administration. Celebrate that I, who tax you, now decide to tax you less. And so we have become accustomed to waiting for these gifts at Christmas time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 30223.
Want to take you and three others on a 7-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, or make a purchase at Going Places Shopper. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Can't complain, this is
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM for these remaining moments of the show. It's Texas Lang. Instead of replying to those texts sent to you, just say this one text in trash and move on. That's a good suggestion. Sometimes I read them because other people might be thinking what these other people thinking, and so you get to tell all of them before they, you know, just haven't there the same thing. And so maybe some people understand a little better. I understand. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I was laughing before you even put me on, right? Because I'm about to be a little facetious here. But you know, firstly, Mr. Lang, I missed about 30 minutes of the show, right? So I didn't get to hear those texts, but I listened to you up until the 3 o'clock hour and then a couple of minutes into the next one. I said to leave, right? But I wanted to tell you, you know, I appreciate you, brother. And so I'm not interested in the text, but I would like to mention your deceased mom, right? But I think you called her name on the radio before, right? As Naomi, right? She don't know me, right? But I think you said her birthday is around the 7th or the 8th of August, right? Yeah, and so she's a Leo. And so I think she's a woman of substance because she ain't raised no fool. And so with me, right, and listening to you today, I could hear a little frustration and initially when you started to talk about this daughter not being available or fought with on the web or whatever, right? And so with your degree of sincerity, right, only a fool wouldn't appreciate you, brother. So I don't know what's going on. You understand me, Mr. Lang? You full of logic. And so that's the reason why I listen. And so you can't, see, I know you're a strong buddy, you know, Mr. Lang, because you don't seem to be, you understand, you have to be strong-minded. And some of the things you said, I absolutely agree, but I actually had sent the text, and you had asked initially who the budget was for, right? I, just as you said it, I was texting it, you see what I'm saying? But I didn't know, you know, just to, like, to learn from you, I just naturally said for the people, because it can't be for no one else, because it's the taxpayers' money, and the people is the public. So that was just intuitive for me to just, it just came to me just like that. It wasn't no big deal. But I just call to encourage you, man. You know what I mean, Mr. Lang? I really appreciate the show today still, you know, and I just keep, I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, the thing is with beaming people, like some people will call and they say, well, Mr. Lang, I don't know your opinion. I mean, we have the right to opine. You know, but I laughed at what you said because you said you read the text in order to impede others from texting, be thinking what they're thinking, because many times I've called your show about misconceptions, and then I come to the conclusion that what you're saying is correct. All right? But what I'm saying is, people say you don't, what about complaining? I don't know, being a happy slave, I think is the worst thing I can be. If I was living on slavery, I would have been, I probably would have got killed. That's just the way it is. Everybody's not going to be alike. I don't expect everybody to conform. And so even though I realize as you speak truth about your experience and your, and I know, I noticed you said we too, you know. You didn't say them. You said we. So that's what impressed me. So we, even as you speak truth, right, then you go down this labyrinth, you have to realize that will always be a problem, especially from your experience. You know what I mean? I just can't see why people would think that everybody would be alike. And you know, I have no general consensus, no sensible dialogue about things. Politics, I don't get too much mixed up in. And so you would know about that. You said we. You didn't, and you didn't put the blame. But even though you say these things, people try to, like, they would interface with politics. It says there's no escaping it. Have a good day, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. Well, I mean, you know, I understand what's going on out there right now. I understand. I told you this before. The political season is upon us. And so let me tell you what happens to people who have a horse in the race. That's what happens to them. And it doesn't matter who it is, because some people they had a horse in the race because they just they dedicated to the PLP, the FNM, COI, or whoever else they dedicated to. So that's their choice. They've chosen that affiliation. Not a problem at all. Some people have an economic horse in the race. They need this party or the next party to win because that's their economic fortune is tied up in that. Some people have their contractual arrangements that now bring them income tied to whoever is in government. And they therefore have an interest in that. So what happens is every time they hear anyone speak, it doesn't only have to be me, and any person who calls the show or texts the show, what is happening is depending on what they say, is either landing on people like dots, and so they get the twitching, or it's landing on them like feathers tickling them and they're happy. They can't get out of that because election is upon us. This, if it was earlier in the time, yeah, nobody care. Election ain't that, ain't got time to deal with all of that. Now election is upon us, and all these people whose political interests, investments, are tied up, they now have very sensitive skins. Do you understand that? I'm hating on you, bro. Go get yours. Go do you. I just don't want you to mix me up. If I wanted to run today, I could run. If I wanted to be engaged fully in politics today, I could. If I wanted to be partially engaged in politics, I have no interest. No interest whatsoever. I have an interest in this country. I have an interest in good governance in this country. I have an interest in good policy making in this country. I have an interest in this country. I do. I have a dedicated interest in this country. And I have preferences. I have political preferences. I have religious preferences. Oh, I have preferences. For sure. But they don't get in the way of my being able to look at things and say, well, you know, but you know that didn't go well, right? FNM. It didn't go well. And it don't bother me that you get upset because your political skin is sensitive. And that you get up on these WhatsApp and spend time using my name and other people's name to try to push your agenda forward. Carry on, man. Do you, boo? I don't lose no sleep because of it. And if you ain't bright enough to find a better way, I can't do nothing about that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. It'll be our final call today. I go ahead, caller. No? Oh, no caller. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, so we have to, and see, that's why this particular budget, the stakes for this one is higher. Always. It's higher. This could genuinely be the last one before election. Believe it's the last one before election. I believe that. I didn't say I know that. I believe it. Mr. Soldiers have been told, make yourself ready for election, for battle. Soldiers have been told. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lagnio. I hope so glad you could join us today. God's best. Like, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.